love you. I love you. I love you. You. I love you.
This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Valentine's Day is all about feelings. Sweet feelings, romantic feelings, or the kind of feelings you bury in a pint of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Studio 360 wants you to express those feelings, and we want them in the form of a GIF. Those very short, looping animations that are now unavoidable on the internet. Your GIF can be joyful or sad, earnest, sardonic, addressed to your sweetheart or your barista or your Wheaton Terrier. Pretty much anything goes as long as it's shorter than 10 seconds and it loops. We're calling this challenge My Giphy Valentine. It's a collaboration with Giphy.com, and we've got not one, but two guest judges for this challenge. The hosts of the very smart, very funny BuzzFeed podcast, Another Round, Heaven Nagatu and Tracy Clayton. Heaven and Tracy, welcome to Studio 360.
Hey. Thank you very much for having us.
So let's start with the absolute most basic question. Tell everybody what a GIF is.
Firstly, it's pronounced GIF.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And this, of course, listeners, is an ongoing debate, a theological debate among GIFies about how to pronounce it. But anyway, the GIF.
So the GIF, thank you very much for that, is basically just a very short clip of some piece of video. It could be from a television show or a movie. It could be something that somebody organically makes themselves if they have such skills. But they're most commonly used on the internet to convey different feelings and emotions and reactions.
And there we go. So, Heaven, what, in your view, makes for a great top-notch GIF?
A good GIF is something that like conveys something you couldn't otherwise express with your words online, which is a lot of things. Like a lot of human communication is body language or what have you. So GIFs convey that. But also the good ones are like they loop, they catch a moment, or they magnify something that was otherwise uninteresting.
Right. They make me nervous a little bit. Just the sheer repetition kind of doesn't jibe well with my brain. You don't have that problem, I guess, neither of you. You just like seeing this weird little 10-second repetition.
Yeah. It's like when you get like a really good bite of food, you're not like, oh, that was satisfying. Like you want another bite, and you just want to keep doing it over and over again until either you get full of watching it or eating it or whatever.
Okay. Well, maybe this whole thing will persuade me. Well, let's talk about this challenge that we're doing. The idea is to replace the traditional Valentine with a digital version, a GIF Valentine. Is there anything that you think people should keep in mind as they're working on their GIF Valentine entries?
Be original. Be creative. You need to like challenge yourself a little bit. You can, if you're good at Photoshop and animation, you can do that. If you have like a camera on your phone, which most people do, you can make a video that way and make a GIF of it.
Even pop culture wise, don't feel like you have to go with like the most relatable. I don't know. I'm so tired of Jennifer Lawrence GIFs. We get it. She's relatable. Relatable feelings. We get it. Try something new.
Right.
So these Valentines don't have to be just for romantic situations. You could make one for your mom or just to let her know you're thinking about her. Who else should people think about giving Valentines to other than the obvious boyfriend, girlfriend?
Me. Just send me all your Valentines. Also, maybe the mailman. He goes through a lot. I don't know. It's cold outside right now. Give him a Valentine.
So if some special someone were going to make a gift Valentine for you, what would you want it to be, Heaven?
Anything that says we are tiny specks of dust on this earth, but I like spending time with you, other Aww. Speck of dust. An existential Valentine for me. Tracy, what kind of Valentine would you want?
I am partial to many things.
Okay.
With me, you can basically never go wrong with a good penguin GIF.
Ooh.
They're so goofy. They just waddle around looking a
That's
mess.
True.
And sometimes they just fall for no reason.
They're like a walking GIF.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So penguins work. Also, any GIFs of Jason Momoa would make my heart very happy.
Ooh.
Yes. If you can get both those things in one GIF, I will marry you.
That's a beautiful Valentine.
I know, right?
Tracy and Heaven, thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
And you'll be back
We'll be back.
After you get glutted with all these entries.
Yes.
So, people, now you're ready, I hope, to make a GIF or a GIF Valentine for somebody you love or somebody you like a little or, I don't know, somebody who lent you $10. You can get all the details, including instructions for how to make a GIF, at studio360.org/GIF. That's G-I-F.